word, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Tibby and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show here. Gonna hear from Coach William Felton of the Decatur Bulldogs football team. Big matchup for them on Friday. I'll be on the sidelines. That's actually part of one of my what I'm looking forward to for this upcoming week. Also looking forward to my oldest son. He's got a game tomorrow, and they are they're in a must-win situation. Like, they got to win. They got to win their last two games in order to have a chance to get into the playoffs. So, going to be I'll be cheering from the booth because I got a spot for the announcer. So I actually ordered me some binoculars because, spotting is not, I wanted to make sure I was taking it serious. I didn't just want to be hanging out. I know it's a middle school game, but you know what I'm saying? I want to be on my P's and Q's. So anyway, definitely looking forward to that. And obviously Falcons on Sunday. So I was trying to figure out, Sonny, where I wanted to watch the game on Sunday. And I was like, well, my oldest son, he really, you know, he'd want to probably go somewhere. He'd want to go to the game, but I'm not even about to attempt that. So there's a place I can't, I'm drawing a blank on the name. Someone, if you know it, you can hit us up on the text line or call us up, 404-726-0929. I think Brew is in the name, but it's up there at the Battery. And it's a... And a lot of people don't know about this place. So now I'm kind of, now I don't know if I should say anything because I don't want you guys to like, anyway, I'll say it. So anyway, this spot, it's a video game place, right? But the video games are set up like booths, like at a sports bar, right? And there's monitors and they've got, I mean, it's wall to wall. And when I say video games, I mean consoles. So PlayStations, you know, Xboxes, whatever, it's consoles and nice big TVs, and they've got a bar, they've got food. So what I'm thinking of doing is taking my two oldest boys, because they're, well, all my boys are into video games, but the two oldest especially, because the oldest one, he loves the Falcons. So I can literally sit in a booth, watch Falcons on one TV, and they can have the other TV playing video games. I can have my adult beverages, they can have their kitty juice, and we can have food, and it's a win-win.
You're talking about Battling Brew.
Don't say the name. Yeah, that's it. So, and it's crazy because a lot of people, and I think they have multiple locations from what I remember what the young lady told me, but that location, a lot of people weren't hip to it. Now I just put it out there, so great. Now I'm not going to have a section on Sunday because I probably don't put it out there and, you know.
No, you're good. The people who play games of Battle and Brew don't listen to sports.
We hope. We hope. But it is a win-win. That place is phenomenal. We stumbled upon it because we were somewhere for my 12-year-old son's birthday that was up that little virtual reality place, and we happened to be walking by it as we were going to Antico's. And it was like, yo, what is this place? And it was barely packed, and it was actually a Braves game that day. And I was like, why aren't people in here watching the game plan? So this place, this is going to be my new thing during Falcons football season. So looking forward to that, obviously, Falcons season opener against the Steelers. All right, without further ado, Coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs, great matchup on deck for them. They look to move to 3-0, but they'll take on a Stevenson team coming off of a win, looking to gain some momentum. And it's so cool that these matchups, these really cool matchups are taking place this early in the year. But here's my conversation with Coach Felton about the Bulldogs, the start to the season, and what he wants to see out of them coming up on Friday. And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline where Coach Felton joins us now. Coach, first off, congratulations on the start of the season. What have you seen from your guys in these first two games that you've really liked?
First off, you know, thank you for, you know, highlighting Decatur Bulldogs and, you know, just giving us the opportunity to, you know, be featured on your platform. A lot of, you know, our success right now, you know, I definitely credit it to our off-season regimen and just some changes that we brought about this year. You know, just going into 6 a.m. workouts and also just focusing more on, you know, just those intricate part of, you know, the building the kids' bodies and, you know, just trying to get the mental sort of, you know, stronger and things like that. You know, we really put a keen focus on those types of things this offseason, more so than we have in the past.
All right. And speaking of, you know, how you guys have kind of changed some things, obviously within the culture of the program. Since your arrival in, I guess it was 2019, there's been a lot of consistency for you guys as far as postseason play. And I know you talked about the fact that I think it was after that first year that your relationship building with the players was important. Just kind of build upon and expound upon that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're dealing with the new generation of kids, you know, I think relationships with them is more so important now than ever. You know, and them just being able to trust what you're teaching, you know, you definitely have to deal with the individual first and get them to understand that, you know, everything that you're doing is in the best interest of them and their future and helping to guide and mold them as young men. And so, you know, we definitely don't take that lightly. And, you know, we do, you know, appreciate each and every one of the kids for trusting us to be that beacon of light and that guidance, you know, that they desperately need in order to, you know, go out and be successful once they leave our program. And so we definitely pride ourselves on providing an experience, more so than just, you know, making them feel like they're just athletes, but just dealing with the person first and then the athlete second.
All right, spending time on the WaveFord.com hotline, Coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs football, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What were the takeaways from last season that you wanted the guys to use as building blocks coming into this season? And obviously things are looking well, again, off to that 2-0 start there.
I think first off, you know, anytime you go into that evaluation of your season, you know, you definitely want to check what you and your coaches did well and what you didn't do well, especially when we talk about situational football. You know, there was a lot of situations that I don't think we managed to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. At times that, you know, may have even costed us or put us in predicaments where, you know, we may have, you know, lessened or, you know, diminished our opportunity to actually win ball games that we, you know, felt we could have won. And so that's the first thing that we had to identify as coaches was what were those situations that we didn't manage well and how do we manage them moving forward. And then you take that ideology and now you transfer that to the kids and helping them understand how we're going to be more goal orientated once we get into certain situations and having a formula to increase our success when we get in, you know, certain situations that we felt we failed in last year. And also building upon what you did well.
All right, and with that being said, now you guys turn your attention to a Stevenson team who's going to come in looking to build some momentum as they come off of a win last week. What's kind of been your message this week to the guys from you and your coaching staff to kind of get ready for the week, for Friday?
You know, my message to them is, you know, we've been coaching against Coach Gelts for a while. And, you know, Coach is one of the great coaches that, you know, we have opportunity to compete against here in DeKalb County. You know, so we definitely understand that he is going to be very sound in what they do. And, you know, his players are going to be, you know, well-equipped to come over and, you know, try to come over and do what they need to do to try to come out with a victory, as you stated. And, you know, they have goals as well. And so, you know, for us, it's all about us. And, you know, we can't get caught up in what others are trying to do, more so than us being, you know, efficient at the things that we are trying to do. And so, you know, I always try to keep the focus on us and not put it on other teams, you know, because, you know, the best way to help yourself is to take care of you and what's around you and not focus on what everybody else is doing or trying to do.
All right, and spending time on the WayForward.com hotline, Coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs football, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Offensively and defensively, Coach, when you kind of look at both sides of the ball, what have you liked and what are you hoping kind of, you know, will be the thing you guys can kind of lean on Friday night?
You know, from an offensive standpoint, you definitely want to have a balanced attack. I think we're doing a great job now, you know, just having some success in the run game as well as the pass game. My quarterbacks, you know, Baron Scott and Jensen are doing a great job of, you know, managing the game and, you know, just executing the offense the way that it's intended to be executed. From a defensive standpoint, it's a lot of, you know, experience that came back from defense. You know, and we got a lot of quality guys at each position on the defense side of the ball. And so they do a great job of communicating and, you know, trying to get the defense in the best position on the field to be successful versus, you know, whatever they're about to face.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you for a couple of minutes out of your day. Looking forward to coming out on Friday. And congratulations again on the success you've had since taking over that program. I know the community has been very proud and supportive of what you've been able to do for the Bulldogs program.
Yes, sir. And, you know, thank you for having me. And, again, you know, I definitely would like to give a shout-out to the city of Decatur and all the leaders, family, and friends that, you know, definitely support Decatur football.
There it is. And, Coach, we'll see you on Friday night. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And, again, that was head coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs football team, as they get ready for the Stevenson Jaguars. Shout out to Coach Jelks. I've had Coach Jelks on the show a couple of times, one to talk about a matchup, and I think another time or two to talk about their they do an annual golf fundraising event. So always good whenever Coach Jelks joins as well. So looking forward to, again, being on the sidelines for that one. That should be a very good matchup. And, again, a lot of great matchups taking place around the state. So I got to admit, my one of the main matchups I was really eyeing this week, Sonny, and I know you're not new to Georgia, but I know you don't necessarily know the way out. And so one matchup I was looking at and really contemplating on going to is this matchup in down in the Macon area. It's Houston County taking on Perry. Is it Perry? No, they just beat. No, they're taking on Warner Robins because they just beat Perry. But taking on Warner Robins, and I was really, really, because I've made that drive down before when it was Warner Robins and I think Northside against each other. This is when Jake Fromm's little brothers were still playing down that way. One at quarterback and one at tight end. So that might have been, that was a while ago. Anyway, so I've done far drives. Like, I don't mind. And this was before I was back here at the station. So I would kind of just go wherever. So I was really eyeing that one. The only thing that stopped me was my in-laws. They get in town actually tonight. And so I know, like, trying to make that drive Friday night, or, you know, driving down there Friday and getting back super, super late, early in the morning Saturday, you know, late Friday night, and then turning around and being on V on Saturday morning, I wouldn't be able to, like, go home after V on Saturday and just go to bed, which is what I would want to do, because my wife and the in-laws are going to be like, let's go here, let's go there. And so I was like, next time, I'll have to catch it next time. So anyway, thank you for rocking another week in the books. We'll do it again next week. Thank you to Coach Felton for joining the show. Thank you to Najee Wilkins for tapping in. And again, you can catch Najee and myself on Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on V103 on the V103 High School Scoreboard Show covering high school football. So, Sonny, thank you for holding me down on the other side of the glass. Really appreciate you, bro, rocking out with us for this hour each and every week like we do. Like I said, we like to keep it in our own backyard. And before I go, I do want to once again say thoughts and prayers to the Appalachian community. Very tragic events unfolded earlier today, and we just want to keep everyone dealing with that situation in our prayers. That'll do it for this week. Until next time, have fun. Enjoy the rest of the week. This is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.